Welcome back. Another edition of the Wobcast coming at you. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, with producer Mike Hears, and we're at Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park, and we're in kind of a slow news week in the NFL, but that's okay because there's a huge issue at hand, and that is the Minneapolis City Council, who is scheduled to vote on the stadium proposal this week. It's expected to pass, and hopefully it does. If it does, that's the last final hurdle in this whole process, we promise you. And if it passes, that will eventually move us out of Mall of America Field at the Metrodome and into a new stadium. Speaking of domes, we have a Golden Domer in the studio to be the guest on today's Wobcast. It's our safety with two last names, Harrison Smith. So what do you do? What do you put on the back of your jersey? You put Smith on the back or Harrison? I'm confused.
We actually at school, we didn't have any names on the back. So probably H. Smith.
That's what you'll go with here?
Yeah, probably.
How about, Mike and I were talking about this before you came in. We could do Harrison on the back of your home jersey because we know you and you're at home and you're comfortable and familiar. And then on the road, we go with Smith.
That'd be kind of cool. It'd be more of like a personal feel at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You mentioned no names on the back of the jerseys at Notre Dame. The Vikings have five players on the roster from Notre Dame, including fellow draft pick Robert Blanton. But it was interesting. I heard you in the hallway last week. You were talking to one of your teammates. You said you're the best former Notre Dame player on the roster. Tell us about that.
I don't recall this exact incident, but you got to be pretty confident. So I think we all probably believe that we're the best.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just kidding with you. But seriously, have you thought about starting a Notre Dame fraternity, like a division of the fraternity here in Minneapolis?
We kind of have, you know, without any formal things going on, but we've gone out to dinner and kind of met up, gone over to Sully's house, Rudy's house. So just kind of all hang out a little bit.
What's it like? You're a four-year starter or four-year player at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you started all 4 years, but you're a captain. So you're like the veteran on your team. Now you're a rookie. What's that like? That's a big difference.
It's kind of I really don't like it, I guess. Once you know, because when you play early in college, you feel like you're a vet early.
Yeah.
So you know, having that feeling for a long time, I want to get back to that as soon as I can. So you know, I think that just starts with kind of gaining your teammates' respect.
Yeah. You grew up in Tennessee. What did you play in high school? Three sports, four sports, probably.
Yeah. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and then track in the spring.
And so I'm sure the University of Tennessee was always on your mind. You end up going to Notre Dame. I'm sure other schools were recruiting you as well. But how come Notre Dame? Why'd you choose there?
It was really between Tennessee and Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just liked it. And I just liked, you know, what they had going on up there, all the guys on the team, the academics, the coaches. So I just felt like that was, you know, the right fit for me.
What's your style like, man? What kind of player are you? What are Vikings fans going to see when you're on the field?
I kind of take pride in being able to do it all. I mean, it obviously starts with getting lined up, getting the calls made. Mm-hmm. That's what safeties are supposed to do. And then at the end of the day, you know, safety is a great position to play because you can come down in the run, you get to blitz a little, and then you also get to play deep. Yeah. Cover tight ends, and you know, there's a lot going on, so just kind of want to do it all.
What was your pre-draft experience like? Did you have a pro day? Or I know Notre Dame has a pro day every year. How did you perform at your pro day? What was the combine like? Give us a little bit of what life is like running up to the draft.
Yeah, that whole process. I'm glad it's over with. I don't ever want to do anything like it again. It starts out with, you know, working out, and then I went to the Senior Bowl first. Then after that, workout, combine, workout, pro day.
Man.
And it's a lot of working out and just alone time where, you know, you can only work out for so long. So there's a lot of waiting around and just kind of passing time. And then you kind of hit, you know, one, two, and three. You know, the Senior Bowl, it's real hectic. And then the combine, same thing. Pro day is a little bit more relaxed. There's not as much going on. But it's like you kind of work out and wait around forever and then hit everything all at once and then do it again. So it just kind of gets old.
Nice to finally get on a team. Vikings draft you, get on a team, and now you're at the facility most days, and you're actually working out, playing football. It's got to be nice to actually be on a team instead of, as you said, you were by yourself a lot. Now you're on a team.
Yeah, it's great. You know, first when you find out where you get picked, you know, knowing who your coaches are going to be, knowing where you're going to live, then getting to meet your teammates. So just getting that out of the way is a whole, you know, level of anxiousness that's gone. And then once you get here, you actually, you know, get involved, start learning the plays and stuff. It gives you something to do. It gives you something to work towards.
And one thing I forgot, you were at the Senior Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Vikings coaching staff coaching our squad. You were on our squad. I was down there. You and I didn't know each other then, like we know each other now, so I didn't really talk to you. But yep. What was that experience like?
That was probably the most enjoyable of the three pre-draft, just because it's football. Playing in actual games, you know, getting to fit on the defense, tackle people, you know, make plays makes it a lot easier.
So you've been here with your teammates for a while. I'm going to ask you about a couple of guys because I'm curious what you think of them. When the Vikings drafted Josh Robinson, there was a lot of excitement about that. The fastest guy at the combine. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows about his speed, ran like a 4.29 or something like that. What have you thought about him so far?
During the combine, I ran, you know, a couple spots right behind him.
Okay.
So I got to see him run. And I remember Dion was down on the field, and he had his little phone, and he was watching NFL Network on his phone, like, mm-hmm. while he was working for him. And he saw it light up it was like a 4.2 something, and it was funny because he kind of went crazy. So it was funny watching Deion Sanders go crazy watching someone else
right.
run.
Yeah, right, because he's the one who used to blaze it up like
right.
that. Man. What did you run?
Like mid 4.5s.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right.
You couldn't have been too disappointed with that. I mean, we're not expecting safeties to go 4.29 on this thing.
Yeah. Josh was definitely moving.
Man, the Vikings drafted him in the third round, really addressed the secondary. You know, we don't want to disparage the guys who are here right now who were here last year, but we had some problems in the secondary. We were 26 pass defense, gave up the most touchdowns, and had the fewest interceptions. I think we can address some of those problems here with you guys, the guys we drafted, with Twan, some of those guys.
All the guys that have come in, we're all, you know, getting to know the older guys, mm-hmm. learning the playbook, and we really just want to come in, you know, join up with the other guys,
mm-hmm.
and just improve and start to make the Vikings, you know, the best team on the back end.
Vikings safety Harrison Smith joins us on today's Wobcast. Are you budgeting for fines? With all these NFL rules, man, it's tough. I mean, they're doing a good job of trying to address player safety, make this game safer, but sometimes it's hard to know what's a fine and what's not. Are you budgeting for fines, or how do you look at that?
I mean, that's something I haven't really thought about too much, but I've definitely, you know, kind of seen that you have to change your style of play.
Yeah.
But that's a lot easier said than done. You know, things happen so fast, and I know they're going to happen even faster at this mm-hmm. level.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I think you just got to make the plays that come your way. And sometimes, you know, they might be a little outside the rules and might have to budget a little bit for that.
Yeah, hopefully you don't lose too much money. Now, one way a lot of guys do lose money when they join a team is they got to buy their old number. So you wore 22 at Notre Dame. And from what I can tell, you're wearing 22 here. Was that an open number?
It was open, nice. Yeah. So, you know, probably like an hour or so after I got drafted, they asked me what I wanted. And I said definitely 22 if it's open.
What is there any significance to that number for you?
I've worn it pretty much since I was, you know, started playing.
Yeah.
But my older brother wore it when he played basketball in high school, and then we found out that my dad wore it when he was in high school. So mm-hmm. we didn't know that, but it just kind of worked out.
Cool. At Notre Dame, you guys played USC every season. That's a huge rivalry, as we all know. So you prepared for Matt Khalil, our other first-round pick,
mm-hmm.
every single year. I don't know how much you really focused on him because of the position that you each played, but what is there to like about Matt Khalil?
Well, the reports, you know, that we always got at Notre Dame was that SC was, you know, the most athletic line that we would always play against.
Okay.
So, you know,
he's a big reason for that.
He was definitely the anchor of that. Yeah. But, you know, off the field, he's an awesome guy. You know, he's real down to earth. Just kind of mingles with everybody. He's mm-hmm. you know, he's great to be around.
Yeah. Who did you look back on your career at Notre Dame? You guys played against a lot of other good programs. Who are some of the best players that you faced? You remember covering a guy or trying to tackle a running back or play a quarterback or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I got to play against Andrew Luck for the past 3 years.
Wow. Yeah.
So he was, you know, he's obviously a very good player. Mm-hmm. Got to play against Toby Gerhart. You know, same team.
Yep.
So he was quite a load to bring down.
Yeah, still is, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, as far as tight ends go, I always got to practice against what I think are, you know, some of the better tight ends, some of the best tight ends, Rudy and Carlson. And so that, you know, that kind of got me better almost more so than games did just because it was every day.
Tell us about Robert Blanton. He's the other Golden Domer that we got this year. I mean, a guy listed as a corner. Probably going to play safety, though, for our team at least right away. What do you think about him so far?
I mean, he's a guy. I think the best way to describe Robert is, you know, he just makes plays.
Yeah.
Period. You know, whether you line him up at corner, safety, nickel, special teams, it doesn't matter. He's making plays.
Let's say we took football out of the equation and there was no more NFL or no more football. What would Harrison Smith do?
What would I do? Yeah. That's a great question.
Hopefully you don't have to answer it for a long time. Right.
Because you kind of plan your life around football.
Always playing. Yeah.
At this stage. But I studied management entrepreneurship at school, and okay. I was always interested in kind of owning my own business. Mm-hmm. Studied a lot of restaurant stuff, talked to a lot of restaurant owners. So that always interests me.
Okay. Minnesota is not the perfect state, but I think there's a lot of great things about here. I've lived here my whole life. I think one thing that's good about Minnesota and Minneapolis, our metro area, is restaurants. You mentioned restaurants, something you're interested in. Have you gotten around at all? What do you think of the restaurants
here? I've gotten to go to a few. I went to Wildfire.
Oh, yeah.
Which was very good.
Yep.
And I went to Crave.
Yep.
Which was pretty like swanky.
Yep.
It was very good.
Not too swanky, but swanky enough, right?
Swanky enough.
Okay.
So I'm kind of excited to go around and check out all the spots.
Are you a big sushi guy?
I love sushi.
So you had that at Crave,
yes,
I would imagine.
Yes, I did.
You're making our marketing people very happy because those are like two places that we use to cater events and like.
That was, you know, it wasn't even a plug. That was
All right, cool.
Natural.
What else about Minnesota, man? You grow up in Tennessee. You go to Notre Dame. I mean, you're working your way further and further north. This is probably about as north as you ever want to go. But what do you think about Minnesota so far? You've been here a couple weeks?
I've been here, yeah, this is on the second week, I guess.
Okay.
You know, so far it's great. Obviously, the weather's nice this time of year.
Yeah.
So, I know it gets cold, but there's a lot going on here, and I really like it.
You go to Twins games. You watch the NBA playoffs. What are some of your other interests?
I haven't gone to a Twins game, but that's definitely on the to-do list.
Ponder will get you there. He loves going to those.
He was actually telling me that him and Rudy were saying how awesome they are.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to go to that. And then also just I like to go to every, you know, a Wild game, a Timberwolves game. And then a lot of people say they go fishing, hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I
get into
just,
that.
Just do whatever. Yeah. Do whatever.
How about NBA playoffs, man? You got a favorite team?
Not really.
Into it?
Not. I mean, I'm into watching the games. I haven't really been a huge Kobe fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not going well. It didn't go well.
No.
But just the way he plays is awesome to watch.
Yeah.
He's so fiery. So I've become more and more of a fan of just watching him play.
You know, I think with you bring up Kobe. A lot of people look at him as like a selfish player, and it's a little bit different. Basketball is a team sport just like football is, but there's only five guys out there. So at times it breaks down into an individual sport. Mm-hmm. But some of the great ones that either you've played with or that you've watched, they have to have a little bit of a selfish side to them, don't they?
If you don't want to take the last shot, if you don't want to make that play at the end of the game, make that interception, that tackle – then you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
And then you're not going to help the team.
Yeah.
So I think if people talked about Michael Jordan, I'd say a lot of people would say he's a selfish
Probably
player.
Selfish, yeah.
So I think that is, you know, part of being great. You have to have a level of selfishness.
Yeah. All right, man, we'll let you get going. But what's going on at the fields? I know you got OTAs next week, but what have you guys been up to outside on the fields?
Just lifting weights and running right now.
Yeah.
Going over some plays, walking through some stuff, just trying to get familiar with the defense.
You've been recognized yet? You're an NFL player. Have you been out and about in Minnesota and people are like, hey, that's Harrison Smith, the guy with two last names?
Usually when I've gone out, I've been with other guys and they've been, you know, the bigger guys.
I see.
Usually I can kind of sneak around. I'm not too big to where I don't really look like I have to be a football player.
Yeah.
But when I'm with the bigger guys, they usually, you know, recognize the group.
But that's going to change for you because you're going to get interceptions for us, right?
Right.
You're going to go Troy Polamalu on the bid and sacks and strip fumbles and you
that's
got a touchdown
plan.
Dance or anything like that?
I'm not much of a dancer. No.
You're, okay.
So I've, you know, I haven't really thought that.
Will you spike it? You couldn't spike it in college after a touchdown.
Yeah.
Did you score a touchdown in college?
I never did.
All right. So you're due for one, man.
I am due for one.
So are you like a Emmitt Smith, like give the ball to the referee and then celebrate with my teammates?
That was generally my style back in high school. So
Jerome Simpson, he likes to do flips. Can you do that?
that was pretty impressive. I'd like to see that done again in real life
for us,
for
right?
The Vikings.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right, man. Well, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
As we said, it's a slow news week in the NFL, but there's lots of things going on in the wide world of sports. Before we let you go, let's touch on three of them. First of all, we're the state of hockey in Minnesota, so we have to talk about the NHL playoffs. A really, really good few weeks of playoff hockey for the NHL, and whether you're a hockey fan or not, the NHL playoffs our must-see appointment viewing television for sports fans. I recommend you check it out. It looks like the Kings in the West are about ready to wrap it up and go to the Stanley Cup Finals. And then you have the Devils and the Rangers in the East vying for a spot in the NHL Finals. Even if you're not a hockey fan, check it out. Number two, the NBA playoffs. Something I keep a close eye on every now and then. My squad, the Lakers, eliminated by the Oklahoma City Thunder, a young, exciting, high-scoring team. They advanced to the Western Conference Finals. They're going to play the old, slow, but still really good San Antonio Spurs with Tim Duncan. Yes, he's still playing. Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, that's going to be a great series. In the East, you still have four teams alive. It's the Heat and the Pacers. The Heat looking to close out that series after a huge win on the road. And then the Celtics and 76ers are still battling. One of those teams eventually will come out of the East and play either the Thunder or the Spurs. And finally, the Minnesota Lynx. Yes, your WNBA team here in Minnesota. They began their title defense this week. Remember, they won the WNBA title last year. They began that defense this week. They played Phoenix, and they won at Target Center. So they're 1-0 on the way to a repeat. You watch that those games, it's basically, it looks to me, like the same team they had last year when they won the title. I think that they're going to repeat. That is it for us today. I'm Mike Wobshaw. Thanks again for listening. We'll leave you with a hit from Will Smith. Take it away. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back, 'cause it's summertime.